Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. We're continuing the discussion of Mishalchin that we had in the last Mishnah. What you're allowed to send. If you're going to have a constant flow of merchandise, schoira, raw products from one person to another, you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. And they're all things that theoretically could be used for Yom Tov. There's no iso itso. But if deliveries are unimpeded, so it's going to look like weekdays. So we had in the Mishnah, Beishamah severely limits Mishalchin. Beisil only somewhat. Mishalchin Kelim, the Mishnah says, Ben Tfurin, Ben She'enan Tfurin. Kelim, what we're referring to is clothing. If it's Roy Lelavisha, there's no reason why it shouldn't be a Tzarech Yom Tov. You can put it on. The Mishnah says, Ben Tfurin, Ben She'enan Tfurin. Clothing are mutter to send, because they're Roy Lashimush, both of their sewed, or if they're not sewed, but the beged itself, you could use as a blanket, you could use as a wrap yourself up. You're sitting in the sukkah, you want to wrap something around your shoulders to keep warm. Here the Mishnah adds a chiddush. Va'af al pi she'yesh bem klayim, even if they're shatnas. Now what are we talking about? Shatnas? Ein lecha dovah she'ein bo tzorich moed gadol mizeh. What could you do with right now? I understand the beged that has shatnas, you could take it to a shatnas lab, you could undo it, but you can't do that on Yom Tov. So what's the Tzarech Yom Tov over here that you'd be allowed to carry in Rishus HaRabim or Beged She'esh Bo Klayim? So the Rav says from the Gemara, we're talking about something that's stiff and hard and there's no way to warm up with it. Now, it's kedai to explain. The din of Shatnez, the Torah says Lo Silbash. The Torah also says Beged Klayim Shatnez Lo Yale Olecha. So the Gemara learns out that the issa is not only derech levisha, but derech halo. Halo means you're putting it on like a blanket. You're wrapping it around yourself. It's not derech, it's not a beged, but it's halo. Midrabonon, even if something is spread out like a mat, you're not allowed to stand on it or sit down on it. Midraisa, it's not halo, and it's certainly not levisha, but midrabonon, maybe it's going to wrap itself a little bit around you. Maybe even when you're sitting down on a bath mat, you're going to wrap it around your one toe. A drop of warmth, and that'll be their eyes. So they answered, unless it's so stiff that it can't wrap around. It can't be mechamim. It can't protect against the elements. So that would be mutter, because that you'd be allowed to use. V'hen l'tzarech moed, this goes on everything, and it would seem to limit that these are only things that are tzarech moed. Imagine you're sending on the first day Yom Tov a pair of overalls. What could an adult do with overalls on Yom Tov? He's not wearing it to shul. And he's not wearing it to a suit. He's to work. He's not going to work. He's not in construction on the first day of Yom Tov. L'maisa, the maskonis ha-gemara is not that way. And the Gemara says that hein l'tzarech moed just means that it's ready to be worn, both if it's something that a person would normally wear on moed or not. Either way, having extra clothing around is good for a person. Simchas Yom Tov adds a certain feeling of revach that you'd be allowed to send. It's a chiddush. L'tzarech moed just means that it's wearable k'moy shehu. Avaloy sandal hamasumer veloy minol sheine tofur. Sandal hamasufer, hamasumer is a type of shoe that they had that had nails coming out of it. Not nails coming in, but it's like spiked. And the reason for this is the Mishnah and Shabbos also is that one time there was a gzeira in a cave and the goyim and they heard the sounds of a sandal hamasumer and mitoch pachad. There was a crush, there was a panic, and many Eden died in that cave. So because of that, and it was on Shabbos, L'zecha oisa maisa chazal asud sandal ha-mesumer, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, it's a whole arichus on Shabbos, daf samach. So sandal ha-mesumer is something which is mufka from Simchas Yom Tov, it can be sent, to Rosh Hashanah, that is. V'leminol she'ene tofer, a shoe that's not sewn, can't be used for anything. Even if the foot part is attached, but if it's not, the straps are not attached, then it can't be used for anything. So then memel, it's not simchas Yom Tov, and there wouldn't be a hat. Reb Yehuda oimer, af le'minol lovon, mipnei she'tzorech umon. Reb Yehuda oimer, he adds a detail, af le'minol lovon, white shoes, mipnei she'tzorech umon. There were places where there was a minig not to wear white shoes. Samela, it needed to be dyed, to be colored. Samela, that also doesn't have a tikkun that could be sent on Yom Tov. Zeh klal kol shena oisim by Yom Tov, anything that could be used on Yom Tov. the way we explained it before, and this is where the Gemara explains it, means anything that could be used k'may shehu, if it would be chayil, even though it's not something that's worn on Yom Tov. If it's naisim by Yom Tov because it's roi l'shimish k'may shehu, mishal k'naisai, it's mutter l'shloach. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Now we have Bez Hashem, one of the big Yom Tov sugis, the sugya of Eruvei Tavshilin. Eruvei Tavshilin is the method, the takana, the mitzvah of the Rabbonon to make an Eruv that shows a hacker that when you're cooking by a three-day Yom Tov, let's say a Yom Tov, it could be Rosh Hashanah, it could be Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos is on a Thursday, Friday, or let's say an Eretz Yisrael on a Friday. So Shabbos is following right after. How do you cook for Shabbos? So we know that we cook on Erev Shabbos. We put the food up, and what's matter us to cook is an Erev Tavshilin. Is this Erev Tavshilin a Din Deraisa? What would be the Din Deraisa? So that's our first order of business, is to define over here what's the Din Deraisa. So this is a famous sugya in Pesachim Daf Mem Vav. It's called the sugya of Hoyel. The Gemara says over there that somebody who's Mevashel on Yom Tov for Shabbos following right afterwards, Rabba holds that Midaraisa, one is allowed to cook on Shabbos for Yom Tov afterwards. Why don't we say that's not Tzorche Yom Tov? I'm sorry, Yom Tov for Shabbos right afterwards. Why don't we say it's not Tzorche Yom Tov? So the Amori Rabba says what he calls Hoyel. It's called the Sugya of Hoyel. Hoyel v'ikla be'orchim. Let's say at the end of Yom Tov, 50 guests would walk in. You have to have what to feed them, right? A Yiddish house always has to have what to feed the orchim. So what would you feed them? You feed them the food you cook now. So theoretically, the food that's cooked, even though you had a mind for Shabbos afterwards, it could have been ba'ifin, where it could be used. Rav Chisda Lamaisa says we don't say hoyel. Lamaisa, he has to be masbid. The din of Erev Tavshin is certainly only a din derabbanan. So the way he says it like this, Lashon the Gemara is, not mi Shabbos liyamtiv, not mi yamtiv l'Shabbos. What we're talking about, according to Rabba, would be a heter, even if he's cooking for weekday. The point is that hoyel v'ikla be'orchim, it would be enough, so that would be called b'teich tzorech yamtiv. Rav Chisda argues on that. You were mechavin to cook it for weekday. Why you're not over? It's only because when we're talking about, in that case, Taki, you would get malchus. Only when we're talking about Yom Tov to Shabbos, he holds that's not a violation of Kedushas Yom Tov. The Lashon in the Gemara is Shabbos for Yom Tov, Kedusha Achasi. If Kedusha Achasi, cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, is not a violation of Eichel Nefesh, because it's all Bechlal. So the Chumrah of Rav Chisda is that there's Malkus when he's cooking on Yom Tov for weekday. There's a Chumrah the other way too. Since that is Altoilu Miklabe Oichim, what happens if the food is up, but Oifin where it won't be ready to eat on Yom Tov? That means it's put up by the very end of Yom Tov. According to Rabbah, there's no heter. The point is, the reason why there's a heter is because it could be served. What happens if it can't be served? So you have a serious problem. According to Rav Chisda, if it was Yom Tov to Shabbos, it would be mutter. Because of that, we're machmir, even the Erev Tavshilin, not to put food up on the flame the very last second, mamish by the end of Yom Tov, because im kein, according to Rabbah, im mamish being over. There's no hoyel u'miklo be'orach. So now, it's clear by us that cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, either according to Rabbah's reason or according to Rav Chisda's reason, is not a malacha deraisa. From deswegen, Chazal didn't want cooking going on from Yom Tov to Shabbos without a takono, without a hacker. And because of that, they instituted a mitzvah to make that hacker. It's not a matter. It's the asid midrabbonon with the caveat that there's Eruvei Tavshilin. Because of that, Eruvei Tavshilin is a mitzvah. It's not just a matter. We discussed L'moshon on Erevin, if a person makes Eruvei Tchum and allows him to walk from one place to another, Machlek Sushen, whether you should make a bracha. What's Vitzivonu? Who told you to go? It's a matir, it's not a mitzvah, but over here it's certainly a mitzvah. They answered cooking on Yom Tov to Shabbos, and they were mitzvah that every family does need tzorche Shabbos. It's a chiv. Deraisa derabonon to be mechabit Shabbos. There has to be macholim. And because of that, built into the system has to be a tzivui of making a ruvi tavshil. Now let's start the Mishnah. Yom Tov shechal yosef Shabbos. Yom Tov that's on a Friday. Lo yivash lod betchilim Yom Tov the Shabbos. We're talking here about somebody who didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Avol mevashel hu liyom tiv, he could cook for Yom Tiv, v'im hoyser l'Shabbos. And if there's leftovers, there's leftovers for Shabbos. Va'oseh tafshu me'erev yomtiv, v'soymech alav l'Shabbos. Here's the takon of erev tafshilin. You put aside a tafshul from erev yomtiv. V'soymech alav, you make that part of your hachana for Shabbos, and you leave over. This is the way we do an erev tafshilin. L'moshul, Shabbos comes out of the end of a three-day yomtiv. You have a Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah, followed by Shabbos. So on Wednesday, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you make an Erev Tefshilin, you leave over food, you don't use it Thursday, Friday, the 2 days of Yom Tov. You put aside that food as an Erev Tefshilin, that's a heker that you really now, with the Hachonis for Yom Tov, you're engaged in cooking for Shabbos. There's one other Nekuda that the Rav points out from the Gemara and Daf Tezvov, and that is, there's a Machloikis. We just explained the reasoning behind the heter midiraisa and the isa midirabon. There's another element, is that they were misakin erev tafshilin in order to make clear the relationship between Yom Tov and Shabbos. According to one lashon in the Gemara, they were misakin mishum kovet Shabbos. You're cooking for Yom Tov. Hello, you're putting up a big suda shleima b'shaita on the stove for Yom Tov. Shabbos is sort of by the wayside. So they were misakin out kovet Shabbos. The Lashon Gemara is Kadesh, Yivra money offer. Put aside something that should be left over for Shabbos. You're making a heker that included in the Yom Tov preparations is Shabbos. It's one Lashon. The other Lashon is Mipnei Kovid Yom Tov, in order to make a heker that you don't really cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, which is sort of downgrading the Yom Tov, B'midim Suyames. We really started cooking for Shabbos before Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov. Kivega points out there's an afkamina between the reason, it really comes from the Rosh, is that according to the first reason, that's Alts Kovet Shabbos, so it has to be when the food is up for Yom Tov, put aside something for Shabbos. Has to be Erev Yom Tov. Masha'en came, if the heker is Mipnei Kovet Yom Tov, that the cooking for Shabbos is separate, theoretically you could do it a few days before. Now the minig is to do it Erev Yom Tov. Kivega says, like the second reason, you could be'etzem, if Sukkot is on a Thursday, Shmini Atzeres is also going to be on a Thursday. You're going to need Eruv HaTzeres 2 weeks in a row. And because of that, if you have Yom Tov Sheni, he says that you can make an Eruv Tefshilin on Thursday, Erev Sukkot, I'm sorry, on Wednesday, Erev Sukkot, for Sukkot and for Shmini Atzeres. You can make for both. L'maaseh, the minhag is not that way. But Reb Kivega points out that should be totally these two reasons. Now, Beisham and Beisil are going to have a machlokes as to the details, how much tafshil one has to put aside for Shabbos from Erev Yom Tov. Beisham and Yomim Shnei Tafshilin, two different types. Beisil and Tafshil Echod. The mission just adds, Veshovin bedog u beitzah sha'olov shein Shnei Tafshilin. Even though the dog and beitzah are eaten, there's a dish where the fish is eaten with egg smeared on it. I don't know if it was a soft-boiled egg or it was something else, like a lighter form of boiling, but it was eaten together. B'cholzai, since it's mamish tuminim, it's considered two different tafshilin. It's even according to Beis Shammai. Acholoi oisha ovad. If the food was lost before Shabbos, before Erev Yom Tov, when you wanted to do the cooking for Shabbos, then he shouldn't use it as an Erev. He shouldn't cook. V'mshia mimenu kol shuhu, the Erev has to be made on a piece of food, which is a gazayis. But if there's a mashu left over, that's enough to keep the heker of the Erev going. And then semech alav l'Shabbos. And then one is allowed to cook l'chetchila. L'maisa, the ikar of the Erev is the tafshil. It's the only thing that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Our minig is actually to use for an Erev tafshil, a tafshil, one tafshil, like Bezil, with a dover nefa. So most people use a matzah with something cooked, an egg, a piece of chicken. The ikar is the cooked item, kimavur in the Mishnah. The baked is only lechetchila al tzeheker. Why is discussed in Rishonim? We won't get into it. Lemaisa, if one made an Erev Tefshilin with only the egg or with the chicken, so then the Erev is good, lechetchila. If one only made with the baked item, then it's not. One has to redo the Erev. What happens if somebody forgets to make an Erev? We'll just mention a few halachas. There's halacha that one could be semich on the Rav Hoir, when there's such a thing. That's one possibility. The idea that one person could be moitzi somebody else with an Erev is interesting. What the parameters of that is discussed by Richus in the Poskim. We'll point out one more thing. That's Nagir, it's something that we had in the beginning of the first perek. We discussed Lagabi Beitz Hashanolda, the fact that 2 days Yom Tiv, one could look at as a Maman of Shoch. One of them is Kodesh, the other one is not. We keep both days Yom Tiv, but Lamaise Be'etz and both days are not Yom Tiv. One day is Yom Tiv, one day is Chol. So when Yom Tiv is on Thursday, if somebody forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, even without being Semich on the Rav Ho'ir or whatever, you can make the Erev on Thursday, the first day Yom Tiv, and say, if today is Yom Tiv, so then I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, but then tomorrow is not Yom Tiv, so I'm allowed to cook. If today is not Yom Tiv, so I'm making the Erev today on Erev Yom Tiv for tomorrow. You don't make a bracha. I'm making the Erev for tomorrow going into Shabbos, and that would be okay. But that only works 2 days Yom Tiv. Rosh Hashanah, that we look at that there's Betz and no Sveik of the Yom, like we discussed, Lagabi Beit, so we look at it as a Yom HaRichter. Over there, you wouldn't be able to face off Kedushas Yom Echad versus Kedushas Yom Sheni. You wouldn't be able to make an Erev.